Working from his modest two-story brownstone on Chicago's north side near Loyola University, Father Barlow stood for relief from the long hours sitting at his typewriter. He was anxious to put the final touches on his manuscript, a project many years in the making, before turning it over to his anxious editor, for they both knew this book would surely be a controversial, albeit best-selling, one. The recent addition of resources from a trusted Vatican insider had given him substantial new insights and enabled him to complete the project. But more importantly for Barlow, the book would finally break the Vatican's silence on the mystery of the third secret of Fatima, a revelation each pope in turn had brazenly refused to divulge for his own self-serving preservation. As he stood at the window stretching, looking out over the Chicago River while waiting for a friend to drop by for a visit, the room took on a deep, sudden chill, and his entire body broke out in goose flesh. Jonah Barlow had had experience with this kind of abrupt change in atmosphere before, and though he was undaunted by the presence of supernatural forces, the worst of which he had faced during his most unsettling exorcisms, he instinctively reached for his pectoral cross and gripped it while uttering the Lord's Prayer. He trusted that his prayers and a thick woolen sweater would stave off the chill. As he turned to go downstairs to fetch the sweater, he had just reached the top of the landing when a violent force from behind shoved him down the steps. He tumbled head over heels to the turn landing of the staircase, where he lay unconscious until his friend arrived and called for an ambulance. Diagnosed with a cerebral hemorrhage caused by the fall, Barlow lay in the intensive care unit of St. Mary of Nazareth Hospital, drifting in and out of consciousness, mumbling gibberish in a foreign tongue. His visiting friend, a fellow Jesuit priest named Lorenzo Marchetti, sat by his side, hoping Barlow would regain his senses and be able to speak with him before administering last rites, for the prognosis was bleak and certain. After several hours of such mumblings, without warning, the dying priest opened his eyes wide with fear, stared at his friend, and spoke with an urgency belying his normally calm manner.
"Lorenzo! The book! You must get the book before they do! The secret is in the book!"
"Jonah," his friend asked gently, "we'll get to the book, but would you like to make your last confession first?"
"Damn the confession, man! I was pushed by a cacodemonic force! Lucifer does not want the secret exposed yet. You must return and get the book and contact Michael Dominic in Rome."